Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Middle East. Geopolitical events in Iran and Turkey are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. That's the headline. In a moment, Ken Timmerman will join me and give us further details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We're talking about the election for president in Iran. First, the race itself.
This has been a highly publicized race between two candidates, the hardline preferred candidate of the supreme leader. His name is Raisi. He's a cleric. And then Rouhani, the current president, who in the past 2 weeks has had an election eve conversion, and all of a sudden he has found himself a, quote, moderate. Look, Jimmy, this is a farce, and it's a farce because the candidates are chosen ahead of time by the supreme leader and a committee that he controls. Only people are allowed to run for president who absolutely support the regime and its ideology and its aggressive stance towards both the United States and towards Israel. We've had Rouhani in power for 4 years, and what is his great accomplishment? That's the nuclear deal with the United States and our allies and Russia, the single worst diplomatic deal a U.S. president has ever signed. That's his accomplishment. He snookered us.
Ken, talk to me about the meeting at the White House between President Trump and President Erdogan. Seems like they were trying to mend their ties together, some strained ties at the White House.
Well, that was certainly the intention of President Erdogan. If you looked at the body language of the two presidents, it was not a glowing endorsement of Turkey, let alone Erdogan, whose name he did not even mention.
Ken Timmerman from the Catbird Seat in Washington, D.C., how geopolitical events in this world are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. We report this information because it is indeed, as I said, setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God brought human government into existence. That's Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. The Lord has used human government down through the centuries to accomplish His will. In Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17, the Lord states that He will continue to use human government in the future as well. Both Iran and Turkey are major players in the end-time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. The recent elections in Iran resulted in a radical Islamist leader coming to power. Meanwhile, in Turkey, President Tayyip Erdogan has positioned himself to become the absolute leader in this Islamic state. Both Iran and Turkey will help form a coalition of nations to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2, 5, and 6. Bible prophecy will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...